Hello.
Hi, Chelsea. It's Larissa. You hearing me okay?
I'm hearing you okay.
All right, cool. So I've got my recorder going, and it looks like we are just about even, Stevens. So why don't we talk a little bit about you, what you do at Trek North to start with. I know how to spell your name, but, like, what is your title, and what do you enjoy doing about it?
Hang on. So are you only recording this to, like, re-listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was like, am I live on the air?
No, you are not live on the air. I will edit out the best chunks to use in the news story.
Okay. Well, I do a lot at Trek North. I'm the Indian Education Coordinator, but I also teach American Indian Language and Culture, and I'm a para and the Native Youth Council Advisor and the Beading Club Advisor and the Ojibwe Quiz Bowl, so I, like, run 3 clubs, I guess.
Well, that's awesome. And what does it mean for you to be able to do this job in this day, you know, because these weren't always available, right?
Yeah, Indian education.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in high school, I went to Trek North when I was in high school, and I was there the first few years, like, the first full 4 years it was open, and there wasn't an Indian education department when I started, so it was nice to be able to come back. And I didn't come back in, like, Indian education capacity. I was only in the American Indian Academic and Attendance Advisor. But since I've been here the past 4 years, you know, I learn stuff every year. And the whole program has grown into doing a couple events in a year to promoting Native American culture with an event, like, at least once a month, if not more than that.
And do you find this work to be really rewarding, Chelsea?
I think so. I originally was going into school or, like, BSU to get an elementary education degree. But since then, getting the American Indian Language and Culture teaching license and teaching Native youth here has been, very fulfilling experience, because there aren't too many Native American teachers out there in schools.
Why do you think that is, Chelsea?
Well, for instance, I mean, when you're in an educational environment as an Indigenous student and you don't see those kinds of role models in your school, you know, they don't see themselves in that position.
Right, and what do you hope that maybe you can do to help change some of that perception that's out there?
Well, part of holding these events and these promoting cultural awareness, it builds the cultural identity within the student and self-esteem, the resiliency, and the perseverance that they learn here at Trek North to be able to go out into post-secondary institutions to learn and maybe provide back to the community later on in their lives.
Very cool, Chelsea. Well, I understand that you have won some pretty major awards. Was it from, like, the Minnesota Education something?
Yeah, Minnesota Indian Education Association.
Okay, and what happened at that conference?
Well, at the conference, I was down there with Ojibwe Quiz Bowl teams, but we had found out of winning awards, and some of the girls that won were already going to be down there at the Ojibwe Quiz Bowl competition. It's one of the bigger ones in the state. Then they also got to participate in Youth Day, and then we all went to the awards banquet. Marla Messerina she's kind of the lead in the Ojibwe Quiz Bowl, and she received one of the awards for High School Student of the Year.
Awesome.
And Cecilia is also on the Ojibwe Quiz Bowl team and was already down there. She got another High School Student of the Year. Do you want me to, like, list some reasons why they received it?
Yeah, I would love to know that.
Okay, hang on. Let me get out there. So Cece is her academic and leading skills are very amazing. It says she's one of the most self-motivated and disciplined students we have had the honor to teach her at Chuck Norris. In academics, Cece leads her class with her weighted cumulative GPA. She's taken 5 AP classes and received college credit for each one of them. She is the president of the Chuck Norris Honor Society and the Student Council. She's an active member in Native Youth Council, Speech Team, and Track and Field, and Beating Club. She says she has served as not only the president of the local student council, but she was also nominated and elected as the regional student council Northwest Division Board, and she's the first Native American student to do so. Currently, Cecilia not only acknowledges, but also celebrates and educates others about her Anishinaabe culture. She is a strong, positive role model to other Indigenous women in our community, which is evident when she is in her leadership positions in the school. Both in what she says and how she conducts herself is noticed. Cecilia's successes over the years are a result of her discipline, hard work, self-motivation, integrity, high personal expectations, curiosity, and honesty. And then here is Marla's excerpt. Marla has been a student at our school for the past 6 years. In those years, she was grown into a confident person that has taken on leadership roles throughout different organizations within the school and her community. Marla was honored as the Miss MIEA Ambassador at the 2022 MIEA Conference. She has proudly represented Miss MIEA at Powwows in Minnesota, where she held dance specials for younger youth. This honor took her to represent and speak at the United National Indian Tribal Youth Conference in Minneapolis last summer. Perseverance is one of her strongest attributes. She enjoys challenging herself to do the best quality work possible and problem solving while working. She is a role model for the standard of hard work, determination, and reliability she portrays. She leads in several aspects of our school culture. She's the president of the Native Youth Council, vice president of the Student Council, vice president of the National Honor Society, president of the National Art Honor Society, and Ojibwe Quiz Bowl and Beating Club. She had both organized and started herself. She serves as either president or vice president of these local organizations. Currently, Marla is running for... As part of her leadership, she has proven herself a dependable organization member who does what she says she will do. She cares about her heritage, community, and those in it. And then, I don't have what was written on me. That was written by... I was nominated by a parent on the American Indian Parent Advisory Committee. Every school that has an Indian education department is required to have a committee of parents,
right,
that, you know, help organize how we use the grant and what they want to see in the school. And a parent on the president of that board, I think the chief, there's a different word, but Lori Harper, she is the Leech Lake Director of Education, and she is on our APAC committee.
Okay.
That's the chairwoman, and she had nominated me, but she never sent over what
she said about you. Well,
yeah.
I think we got a good, with the interview we did before you talked about the kids. What are Cecilia and Marla's last names?
So it's Marla Messarina.
Marla.
M-E-S-A-R-I-N-A.
Okay.
And then it's Cecilia Humphrey.
Is there an E in Humphrey?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Cecilia is C-E-C-E-L-I-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also had, Sophie Barrett was another student, too, who had won Female Student Athlete of the Year, too.
Awesome.
Do you want to hear any about that?
Sure. I'm not a sports person, but, yeah, we'll include it.
This one's kind of long, too, but there's a couple things in here where when I was reading, I was like, that is enlisting. So Sophie is in, she's a sixth grade student, but she's in the junior high Nordic ski club.
Oh, wow.
And she is a resilient, determined, hardworking, and a natural leader. And Nordic skiing is like an endurance sport, which is also predominantly enjoyed by white affluent students who start skiing at a very young age. Sophie is often the minority. She's often the only female skier at club practice. And she is often one of the only few students of color and or the only Native American female at the ski races their team attends. But she works really hard at every meet and learns new things. She always crosses the finish line when she's had a tough race with a big smile and saying that was so hard, but it was so fun, and it brings inspiration to the whole team.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And there's more on there, but that's more relating to the her personal history. But she was the BSU University or BSU Conservanian Students Princess over the past few years, where she was honored at powwows and entered local parades and community events for the school as well.
Very cool. All right, Chelsea. Well, I know you want to run after at 10:30, so I think I got enough to work with here.
Okay.
And could you send me a picture over Messenger if you've got one?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, what else I wanted to say, too, is, like, my work in Indian education is, like, these students getting these awards is definitely, a direct reflection of the work I do here, you know?
Yeah.
When I kind of thought about it after a while, I was like, I don't think any student has ever, that could not be true. I don't know the history on that. If any student here has ever won an MIEA award.
Well, if you're the one that brought the program, that's probably a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
All right, Chelsea. Well, good work. Oh, my goodness. I was, crying the whole time you were talking about these kids. It's so great.
All right.
All right. Well, you take care. Till next time.
You too. Next time, I'll send you that picture.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.